You are listening to the Health and Success Hour with Dr. Diane A. Thompson and friends. Join us each week right here on Atlanta's incredible radio, WIGO AM 1570, Thursdays from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for information to keep you healthy, wealthy, and wise. For more information, contact Dr. Diane A. Thompson at www.drdianethompson.com.
All right. Well, welcome to the show. And on today's show, I have with me Deborah Williams, and she has such an interesting story about her experience and diagnosis of breast cancer and the way she decided to manage this. And we actually can learn a lot from this. And so I wanted Deborah on the show to share some of this information. Deborah, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Dr. Thompson. It's good to be on your show. Good night to your listeners also.
Thank you. It's so good to have you. I actually saw you on television in Jamaica, and I thought, wow, what an interesting story. This is something I would absolutely love to share. So let's just get on with it. In terms of, I mentioned you had a breast cancer diagnosis. Tell us a little bit about that. When was this, and how did you come about to find out that you had breast cancer?
Well, in 2012, I was taking a shower one morning, and I just had a very hard lump in my left breast. And when I went to my doctors and did all the various tests, it was confirmed to be stage 2B breast cancer, which had already spread to the lymph nodes under my arm.
And so you got the diagnosis, and of course they talked about treatment with you, right? So what was that conversation like?
Well, my surgeon was very clear. My GP, they were very, very clear. It was aggressive type of cancer, and their recommendation was chemotherapy, radiation, total mastectomy, take the breast off, and then do 5 years of hormone therapy. And so that was a clear recommendation from my doctors.
So let me ask you, anyone in your family dealt with cancer before? Like, was this the first time you were dealing with it personally or you know, with regards to even anyone in the family?
Well, you know, my best friend was diagnosed with multiple myeloma, which is cancer in the blood, in 2006. And a very close friend died from stomach cancer in 2010. In terms of family, my grandfather, and I found out this after, I didn't even know that my grandfather actually had prostate cancer. It didn't kill him, but he also had prostate cancer.
Okay. All right. So now you get the diagnosis. You have a breast cancer. They determine the treatment. And what happened after that?
Well, basically, you know, my doctor put the cards on the table, and he told me because of my age, and I was in my early 40s, and he thought it was an aggressive cancer because I did a lumpectomy to remove the tumor. And when the pathology report came back, it showed that the lymph nodes that they tested under my arm also had cancer cells in that. And so he pretty much wanted to move very fast. And I told him I'd done the research, and I was not going to do chemotherapy and radiation because I'm a Christian and I believe that God can heal. And so after much debate and discussion on that, I decided, based on my research, based on much that I have read, people I've met, I decided that I was going to go on a pathway which involved natural remedies for allowing the body to heal itself and hence reversing the cancer.
Now, you know, the truth is, it is not that uncommon for some people to choose that route. For people who listen to the show regularly, last week, our guest, Jonathan Pasley, young man, 30 years old, was diagnosed with stomach cancer. And what he mentioned was that for the first year, he decided to go the non-traditional route, and he did various types of surgery, non-traditional treatment. Now, what he eventually did after a year, Jonathan said that it wasn't helping him. He started having abdominal pain, the cancer was growing, and he had to go back to the hospital. So he then went the chemotherapy route after a year. So this is not that unusual for some people to do. Now, I have to ask you this. You know, I'm a traditionally trained physician. However, I do believe in incorporating a lot of these healthy nutrition and things like that in one's life. But at any point, did you feel like, you know, or did anyone make you feel like this was an irresponsible decision? Because I can tell you that is, you know, it's not the way most health providers have been trained, okay? So, when you have a patient saying that they're going to do non-traditional and you're thinking this is a cancer, this is what we need to do, I'm sure you probably got some opposition.
Well, the first opposition I got was from my actual doctor. He thought I had gone crazy. And the doctors, because, you know, I mean, I have many friends who are in the medical field, you know, so they all thought I really had gone crazy. My family members thought I was taking a great risk with my life also. And so when I decided to go this pathway, I did not get much support from family, friends, or, you know, the medical team who was working with me at the time. But I had done enough research to be very convicted that it is designed by the Lord to heal itself if you put the right things in it. I know I had given myself cancer based on how I lived, based on how I ate. You know, I was a busy banker at the time. And, you know, the typical banker life is, you know, 4 or 5 cups of coffee. You're running on just coffee energy for the caffeine to keep you awake. You know, you're working late nights, busy meetings in the mornings, board meetings. You know, you grab all the pastries you can as you go along. So I know I had given myself cancer based on how I was living and how I was eating. And so though I didn't have the support, I was very convicted that what I had chosen to do was the right pathway. Because, you know, I'm a Christian and my faith is very strong. And I did the research, understood what I was doing, and I chose that pathway.
And at no point, you know, when you're by yourself and no one's around, did you say, you know, I wonder if I'm doing the right thing here? I mean, what if? At no point,
you know,
did
Doc,
you go through
I
that.
Never had that. Not once. I had, you see, the thing is, you know, I had met so many people. When my friend died in 2010 from breast cancer, she was my closest female friend, and it really hurt a lot. And I've done a lot of research on cancer. So, you know, I mean, I've gone through I've looked at the conventional way. I've looked at the natural way. So I've done both. You know, it wasn't an emotional decision for me. It was a very practical decision for me. I'd looked at both, and I'd looked at the evidence of what is the outcome on either side. And it was piling up very high on the natural side, and it wasn't giving me enough evidence on the medication, the conventional side for chemotherapy, radiation, and cutting the breast off. And so I was very calm and very sure of what I was doing when I chose to go the natural path.
All right. So you had the lumpectomy. And so you mentioned that, you know, your life before that was like the way many of us live. Even myself as a physician, I actually have cut my hours where I now work 4 days a week because, as you said, I saw myself going down that path of, you know, stress and long hours and lots of coffee, and that is not how I want to live because I know I know the end result of that. So I have cut back on my hours and I have incorporated a lot of self-care in my weekly routine and definitely changed the way I eat and all of that. So tell me, going from the lifestyle you had before, now you decided, okay, this is what I'm going to do. What did you do? Where did you start?
Okay, well, my starting point was a book called Ministry of Healing by Helen G. White. That's really where I started. The book is a book that talks about spiritual health, emotional health, physical health. And I started looking at that book very carefully and just seeing the pattern that God had given us in terms of what we call the 8 laws of health. I call it New Start. That's the acronym, New Start. Nutrition, plant-based, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, air rest, and trust in God. These are the 8 laws of health. So I actually read about 6 chapters of that book one night when I left my surgeon telling me I have to do chemotherapy and radiation. And the book was very clear. So next morning I woke up, I said, okay, Lord, My way has given me breast cancer. I'm going to try your way. And I actually went in my kitchen, opened my fridge, and I started dumping all of the things in my fridge that are known to be carcinogenic, causing cancer. And that's where I started. I just started changing my diet first and then incorporating daily, slowly, a detox program, and getting my exercise, the water, the sunshine. I took about 1 year from work. So I took off a year from work to rebuild my body. So it wasn't a quick fix. I actually took the time to rebuild the body, learn about nutrition properly, and applied all of the 8 laws of health in my body. And, of course, 9 months after when I did my PET scan, it showed that there were no cancer cells in the body.
And when you did the PET scan, what did you went back to your physician, and, I mean, the one who thought you were crazy, what did that doctor say?
Yes. Oh, yeah, that was a very strange meeting because, you know, he and I had been in touch and I'd gone to see him a couple of times before I did the PET scan because he was still waiting for me to come to my senses and do the chemo and radiation, you know, so we kept in touch. But when I gave him the PET scan results, which was done in Miami, you know, he said to me, Deborah, I see the PET scan and I'm very happy for you, but by law, and by the license that govern him as a medical doctor, he still has to tell me to the chemotherapy and radiation. And I was shocked. I said to him, but doc, look at the report. There's no trace of cancer in my body. At the cellular level, there's none. And he says, Deborah, I know that, but by law and by the license that govern, I cannot tell you not to the chemotherapy because you're young. And so I still have to recommend that you do the chemotherapy. And I shared with him, you know, what I did. But he wants to learn to know exactly what I did. And I gave him a little documentation explaining the New Star program, gave him a copy of the book Ministry of Healing by Helen G. White, and we parted company on that note.
Now, you know, for folks who are listening to this show, one of the disclaimers I often give is that the show is for educational purposes and not for diagnosis or treatment. And
right.
I share information that listeners go through and things that work for them. But I think it's my responsibility to say, for someone who's listening, it's not for them to stop everything they're doing and do exactly what Deborah's doing. That's not what we're saying. We're highlighting what worked for you, what worked for you.
Yes.
But I wonder if, you know, would you, because clearly you don't know everyone, right? But as I said, I had a young man that was on last week. And he attempted to do the same thing. He spent the first year changing the way he ate and doing different detox and things like that. And, you know, one of the things he said is that it didn't work for him. His cancer kept growing. And so he decided then to go the other route. So clearly this is not working for everyone. I mean, what's your thoughts on that?
You know, I speak to, I mean, like hundreds of people who call me from around the world, who have heard my testimony, who have been on my website, who have now been diagnosed with cancer, and they're really trying to decide what to do. I keep telling people the route I went was not just about nutrition. It was not just about food. People who are diagnosed with cancer and decide to go the natural path, there's an overemphasis on just the food and an overemphasis on detox and the herbs, leaving out the other 7 components of healing, which is, you know, the water intake, the sunshine, the temperance, which is where I find most persons fail, you know, the rest, again, most persons fail, the trust in God. And so my response to persons who say they have tried it and it failed, I always say to them, you have not done the full all the 8 laws of health help to build back your immune system. It's not just nutrition and herbs. There are other components that need to be looked at.
All right. So now let's go back to this because in terms of the 8 laws of health, even if we're not talking about cancer, I mean, for me, this is something that could be implemented for people who have diabetes, high blood pressure, different chronic diseases. I mean, essentially, you can help yourself with doing these. So let's go back again over these laws of health. So name them for us again, Deborah.
Okay. The acronym is New Start.
Uh-huh.
So it's New Start. Right. So it's nutrition, whole food, organic, plant-based diet.
Okay.
So that's our nutrition, mm-hmm. right? And within nutrition component are several other sub-components that, you know, your listeners have to understand. It's not just about going out there and going raw or, mm-hmm. you know, going on these fat diets. They have to understand how to prepare their meals in a very healthy way mm-hmm. and understand also about food combinations. That's very important. Some persons decide to go natural and they go like, you know, all fruits and they go all raw and they end up getting sick. So that's nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have exercise. Very, very important.
One quick thing. Let's go back to the nutrition. So you mentioned raw because, you know, there is this raw food movement also. So are you
yes.
a proponent or what's your thoughts on raw food?
I don't recommend raw food because it doesn't give you all the components of proper nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
When I work with clients, so I do work with many clients in terms of helping them to understand nutrition. And when we're looking at the carbohydrates, the proteins, the fats, the vitamins and the minerals and the enzymes and the other components of nutrition, a raw food diet, 100% raw food, does not give you all of the proper components of food, of nutrition. So I don't recommend a full raw food diet. What I do recommend is a 70-30, 70% raw but 30% cooked. For example, our legumes. You need your legumes. You need your peas and your beans for your protein. You need your carbohydrates coming from your sweet potato and your baked potato and your, you know, your cooked pumpkin and your grains. You know, your quinoa and your millet and your brown rice, it has to be cooked. And so if you're going to have a complete balanced diet on a vegetarian diet, you need your legumes, you need your starch, you need your grains. Then you need your fruits, your vegetables, your seeds, and your nuts. And the legumes and the grains need to be cooked.
And then in terms of, you mentioned vegetarian, so no fish or... You don't include fish or anything like that in your diet?
No, I don't. And there's a reason for it. The level of toxicity that we're finding in fish. I mean, if you look at any you know, BBC, CNN, any news report on any given night, you know, there's so much fish turning up across the world. There's on the shores of just about everywhere you can think of. The oceans are so poisoned. The fish is so toxic. It's so high in mercury. I have to say
I agree with you, and I'm a fish lover, but I've slowly started eliminating
okay.
that because it's true. It is true. There is
yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I have a client who had prostate cancer in November last year, and the only thing he ate was fish. The only flesh was fish. He didn't eat anything else but fish. And he had prostate cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I took him off the fish, and he was convinced that Deborah is just fish. I said, just come off the fish. I took him off the fish. I put him on the New Start program. And within 2 months, his PSA moved from 125 down to 0.42 under one. Just by eliminating the fish. The fish is toxic. And so fish is out there. The chicken that we're getting now is so laced with steroids and
chicken
antibiotics.
Chicken is also, again, for years, we believed that chicken was, you know, one of the healthier meats to have, and we now know too that sadly there's
yeah
a lot
too
of,
much chemicals
yeah
too much chemicals. So when I'm going through somebody who is sick and that person wants to regain health, we have to give the body a fighting chance. So you don't put anything in the body that's going to cause the body to be filled up with too much toxic elements, you know, steroids and antibiotics and growth hormones and all these things that they're feeding into the meat to get the chicken to be big fast or get the cow to produce extra milk. So all of the flesh is out and it's strictly a vegetarian diet.
Organic. Now, there are folks who are like, this is a little expensive for me to do. So any suggestion
yes.
for them?
Yes, actually, you know, because I mean, we're here in Jamaica and people will say to me that organic is expensive. And I'll tell them that, listen, do the best you can. The good thing about vegetables and fruit is that it has fiber, and the fiber is like a broom that sweeps it out. So it doesn't stay in your body for very long. You know, you consume your food within 2-3 hours. It's passing through the stomach into the small intestines, out into the colon. So it's out faster.
And also, maybe it's a suggestion for people to also consider planting a little garden, you know?
That's a good idea. You're right. And right? Actually, most of my clients, I tell them, get start your own little backyard gardens. Start yep. planting something.
Then you know what's in it, right?
Then you know what's in it, exactly.
Yeah. All right, so we said nutrition. Let's move on to the next.
Right, what? So the next thing, though, is so it's nutrition, and the next one is exercise.
Uh-huh.
You know, exercise helps the body to detox. Exercise helps the body to be toned. Exercise is very important for helping oxygen to come into the blood, right, to get the blood rich with oxygen so that you can stay healthy and not become anemic. And so getting your exercise first thing in the morning is a key component to staying healthy and to reversing cancer. So number two is exercise. Daily exercise at least six days a week is very important.
Yeah,
right?
I co-sign.
The third Good. Right. The third component now is water, pure water. Mm-hmm. We know that from our neck down, we're about 70-75% water. From our neck up, we're about 80-85% water. So we're water beings.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people I work with, when they come to me, they say that they don't like the taste of water. They don't drink water. You're going to get sick. Your blood is going to get too thick. You're going to get very sick. Toxins are going to build up. So you have to ensure that you're consuming adequate amount of pure water every day when you are going through cancer recovery or even trying to prevent cancer in the first place. So that's new. So that's nutrition, exercise, water.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have start now. Then they come first. The first S is for sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
We know that we need sunlight hitting the skin, because it converts the cholesterol under the skin to vitamin D3. Without vitamin D3, you can't properly utilize your calcium intake or break down your protein. And so sunlight is very important for us to maintain good health. It also helps with restful sleep at night, and it helps to keep your body in a very healthy way. So sunlight hitting the skin is very important when you're going through cancer recovery.
Okay.
Then we have tea, which is for temperance, which is self-control. Now, what I teach my clients in terms of temperance is that all the bad things we leave out, so no alcohol, no smoking, right, no drugs,
mm-hmm.
right? And then now the good things we use in moderation. So even though you're eating a plant-based diet, don't you know, overindulge. Don't become gluttonous on that. You know, don't eat and drink at the same time. So we teach them temperance in terms of using the good things, but using all the good things in its proper perspective and using them in moderation. That's temperance.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have A for air, which of course is oxygen. You have to go outside in the mornings, get the carbon dioxide out of your body, exchange it with fresh air. I mean, we can't live without fresh air. So you have to go outside and do your deep breathing in the morning. And then we have rest, R for rest. You know, getting adequate rest at night so that the brain can make the melatonin, and the melatonin is our repair hormone at night. And so our hours of power, I tell my clients, between 10 and 3 o'clock, you should be sleeping because your body has to go through repair. And then the last and most important component of New Start is trusting God. You know, the Bible is very clear that God is our healer. He's our creator. And if you don't have a relationship with God, it's very difficult for you to bounce back from any disease, because who are you relying on to heal you? There is somebody bigger than you outside of you who cares for us, and he is the one that heals. And so it helps to reduce stress, because stress can destroy. You can be on any good diet you want. If you are stressed out, you still will come down with cancer. And so those are all the components of the New Start program.
Now, Deborah, you said you have people from all over the world who you you talk with, you counsel. So if someone wanted to reach out to you, they can reach out to you as a client and get counseling and that sort of thing. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right.
That is correct.
We're gonna share that information in a little bit in terms of your website. Mm-hmm. Now you've written a couple of books.
Yes, from my own experience, I have.
Uh-huh. What are the names?
Okay, I have one book that I put together, just basically documenting my own life story going through cancer, and it's called How I Overcame Cancer Using God's 8 Laws of Health. So these are e-books that are available on my website. I have two recipe books, because when I was going through cancer recovery, one of the hardest things I found, I could not find really good, clean recipe books. There was, you know, too much margarine and too much butter and, you know, too much spices. And so I started creating my own recipes. And from that experience over the last 5 years, I have written 2 recipe books. And then because I work with a lot of diabetics, because as you mentioned earlier, a whole food plant-based diet is not just for cancer. It's diabetes, hypertension, high cholesterol, pretty much any of these lifestyle diseases. And so I have an ebook also. It's a workbook that explains the cause of diabetes and how to reverse diabetes on a plant-based diet.
Wonderful. And what's your website?
Okay, my website is my name. It's Debra, D-E-B-R-A. So it's www.debrawilliamsja.com.
And say that one more time, the website.
Right. It's www.debrawilliamsja.com.
Awesome. Now, Debra, so I'm presuming then that up to your last checkup, you're still cancer-free, correct?
I'm going 6 years of my last. I'm still cancer-free, healthy as a horse, doing very well.
And I think a part of one of the things you gained from changing the way you ate, you had lost some weight. You talked about that. I mean, I think that's another benefit of eating this plant-based diet.
It is, yes. I took off 40 pounds. And you know what is interesting, Doc? I've never regained it. That's
wow.
Interesting. I've never regained it. I struggled with weight all most of my life because, you know, I'm 6 feet tall and I was a 10-pound baby. I was always very heavy growing up, and I was told I would never lose weight because I was a heavy baby. Mm-hmm. But when I was diagnosed with cancer and I changed my diet and went on the New Start program, I took off all of the fat. And now I'm a very lean, chiseled, 6 feet, very healthy person, and I've never regained that fat.
Well, you know, if you change the lifestyle, which is one of the things we try to get people to do, people go on these fad diets and these one-week detox, and they can't maintain it. But if you change it and change the lifestyle, then yeah, it's much easier for you to maintain. Now, I always like to leave listeners with something that, you know, a tip of the week, something that they can implement right away. And, you know, there are many people listening to this show. Some of them may have been diagnosed with cancer, some not. Others may just want to get healthy once and for all and address some of those chronic illnesses. So for people who are out there who want to get started in this type of lifestyle and changing the way they eat and care for themselves, what's the first step you would say? Someone is listening right now and is like, I've tried so many times, I can't seem to get it right. What's the first tip? What's the first thing you'd say, this is what you should do? This is how you start.
You know, Doc, I'm glad for that question because, again, for the last 6 years, I've worked with so many persons in different countries across the world who've reached out to me asking for help, and they've told me their failure stories. They've started and failed and started and failed and restarted and failed. And I always tell them that, for me, the best place to start is with God. Until you get to that place where you understand that there is a higher power than you, that there is a God, a Father who can help you, who will give you His Holy Spirit, and, you know, He is there to guide you through. If you have that confidence, you are more likely to succeed on a program like this. If you understand, for example, that the New Start program is not something that Deborah made up or somebody made up, you know, that this is actually in the Bible. It comes from our Creator who says, these are my 8 laws of health. And if you obey these laws, I promise you that I will help you. And so I have a very high success rate in my program with the clients I counsel with, simply because I help them to understand that, listen, this is not you trying a quick fix. This is your Creator, your Father in heaven, who is willing to help you. And He tells you in, you know, in Psalm 55, verse 22, cast your cares on the Lord and He will sustain you. And so my clients, even those who are not Christians, who say, Deborah, I really don't believe in this God thing, you know, but I'm going to try it. I find that when they take on the mindset of thinking that, okay, I have a Father in heaven, okay, there is a God, there is a being higher than me who can help me. And when they just yield to that and they approach the diet and lifestyle change with that component, they tend to be more successful. And so that would be my recommendation to anybody who, you know, who's going through cancer, who's going through any disease, who wants to make a change, and they're saying, you know, I'm not sure if I can try this. My response is, you may fail, but if you just link up to the strength of God, he says his grace is sufficient for you, and he will help you through.
Wonderful, Deborah. Thank you so much for sharing this information and sharing your testimony and your knowledge.
Thank you,
I'm going to make sure that our listeners have access to all of your information and your contact information. But thank you, and please stay healthy,
thank
stay
you so
well,
much.
And continue to help folks out there. All right? I really
thank
appreciate
you very
it.
Much. You too.
All right.
Okay, God bless you. Have a good night. Thank you,
you
very
well.
Much.
Take care, Deborah.
Okay. All bye-bye. Right. Take
bye-bye.
Care.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast or would like to find out more about Dr. Diane A. Thompson, please join us on www.drdianethompson.com. That's www.drdianethompson.com. Remember, your health is your wealth. Have a great evening.